Blog Talk Radio.
This is Clarence Cloverleaf, welcoming you to Cloverleaf Radio. Remember, you can always dial in at 646-716-4378. Be sure to watch your language, please, as we are an all-ages program. But we would be delighted if you would sign up for a Blog Talk Radio account, should you so desire, as it will keep you connected with us. And you can always download the newest episodes for free.
Hey, this is Denise Poirier, Eon Flux.
Hi, everybody. This is Mark Grau, owner of the legendary Mark Grau Voiceover Studios in Burbank, California, and also a voice actor known for narrating Alaska State Troopers, also the voice of Mr. Zircon in the Ratchet & Clank video game series, a couple of promos here and there, some trailers, and the infamous...
All righty, we are back for another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio. I'm the host of the most, Jimmy Falcon, and it is an honor to welcome Larry Flash Jenkins. How are you, Larry?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, things are good. How's the weather down your way?
The weather's terrific, a little windy, but it's doing great. Very, very hot.
Very, very cool. You got to love the warm weather, especially I live here in Illinois, so it gets really cold during the summer. So I look forward to the, or during the winter, so I look forward to the summer.
Right. Well, you know I grew up there in Chicago.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, it's only a few hours south of me. God love Chicago, but.
Yeah.
I was curious how you got your start in acting. Was it something you always had a passion to want to do?
No. Yeah, I stumbled into it right after high school graduation, as a matter of fact, because I was a star athlete at Finger High School in Chicago. I played on the baseball, basketball team, track team, bowling team, and then baseball was my passion. I grew up a big Chicago Cub fan. I was a big Ernie Banks fan, Billy Williams. And then my mother and I, we made a bet because she thought I was a ham and she thought acting would be better for me instead of going to all the little towns and stuff, going to minor league system and all that stuff. And so we did a coin flip and I lost. And next thing you know, I'm at Olive Harvey College getting straight A's in theater, excelling on stage, and then I go to Southern Illinois University, excelling on stage, and get a drama scholarship to Pepperdine, and next thing you know, I'm meeting Francis Ford Coppola for his big movie back then, and the rest is history.
Wow. So I'm guessing that was probably the coin toss that saved your life there.
Huh?
I said, I guess that was the coin toss that saved your life or your career choice there.
Yeah, exactly. And I fell in love with it as soon as I hit the stage and got in classes. It was fun, and it's still fun even to this day, and that's why I still do it.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't do anything once you stop enjoying it, but that's good. You're still having a good time after all these years. And, of course,
yeah, absolutely.
31 years ago is when Ferris Bueller's Day Off came out, and you had a great scene in that. Besides that, of course, what was your fondest memories of filming that? And another favorite of mine, Armed and Dangerous with John Candy.
Yeah. Matter of fact, we just had our big 30-year anniversary in Chicago, and we was out there in John Hughes's, you know, area, and we hung out at this hotel, and they brought me and a bunch of the cast members out there, and we spent like 5 weeks, and they reenacted Ferris's room and got me the car, the Ferrari, and everything, and it was a lot of fun. Thousands of people showed up. We did the Twist and Shout parade downtown, and it was tens and tens and thousands of people that showed up for that, so we just had a ball. And yeah, John Hughes is a great guy, you know, God rest his soul. He was a great guy. He discovered me from TV, you know, doing all the series and everything. I had just finished doing a series for, I believe it was Aaron Spelling at the time, and he contacted my agent and said he's got a movie for me, and my manager turned him down because I was supposed to be doing this other movie out in Oregon. And he said, well, can we at least meet him? Can he come into my office and let's talk? So I came into the office, we talked, and I ended up, I ended up doing that role over the other one because my family and friends were in Chicago.
Very, very cool. Yeah, it's definitely an iconic part of Ferris Bueller when you got to take off with the car. And, of course, he
yeah.
gets it back, and then they can't get the miles off, and then they wreck it. So it's a pivotal part
yeah.
of it.
Exactly, exactly. And Armed and Dangerous was fun. John Candy, he was a great guy, very quiet. He stayed to himself a lot, did a lot of smoking and everything. God rest his soul as well. He was destined for greatness. He had this great comedic timing and his on-screen presence. And he was a joy to be around as well as Eugene Levy was. And I worked with Robert Loggia was in it and Tiny Lester and a bunch of people and stuff. And we had some great moments, in the movie.
Yeah, that had like an all-star cast. I mean, John Candy, Eugene Levy, Robert Loggia, Meg Ryan was in it, if I remember.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Meg Ryan was the dad. was the daughter of the mafia dad. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very hilarious movie. I've seen it so many times. It holds up just like a lot of John Candy films do, and a lot of '80s films too, for that matter.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do agree with that. A lot of fans, they see me and they repeat that line. If you're lying, you know you're lying. Can you shoot them? So I know that line was catchy for a lot of people.
Oh, absolutely. Well, mm-hmm. I know you're still acting to this day. What does the future hold for you? You got some stuff you can plug and promote?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right now I am doing the first gospel musical film in Hollywood history. I'm starring in it along with Kim Yarbrough, who was on The Voice several years ago, Cece Peniston, the great singer, and Malik Barnhart, a wonderful actor. I put in two other films. I wrote, produced, and directed Don't Touch If You Ain't Prayed and House of Grace. And, I'm just excited about this movie. I have the movie called The Congregation that's out, starring me and Sherry Headley from Coming to America and Have and Have Nots, and then me and Elia English, we played husband and wife in a movie. When a Woman Sped Up, that's still out, and it did very well at the theaters briefly. And then I did another movie, Hunter Gatherer, and that's a film that's out now too. Yeah, I think it went to DVD now. And then I have another movie called Low Town that'll be out later on this year, I guess. I just went to the screening of it. It looked like it has promise as well. So I'm just excited about my future and about about the things I'm doing.
Very, very cool. Well, it was great talking with you today, Larry. Thanks so much for giving me the time. I've enjoyed your work over the years, and best of luck to everything coming up.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. I appreciate you. Thanks for everything.
Okay. All right. Take it easy.
Thank you. Have a great night.
All right. You too.
All righty. Well, it sounds like the police are out there. Man, it seems like California, for some reason, those police cars are always fluttering by. But a wonderful chat with Larry Flash Jenkins. And if you're just tuning in, something like that, something happened to you, just tune in. You can check out the archive at the end of the show. A couple hours, it'll pipe you up, and you'll be able to hear the whole thing. So it should be a good time. And, of course, if you missed yesterday, we had on former WWF Tag Team Champion Henry Godwin, as well as author Steven D'Angelo. So we were talking wrestling and true crime. So check that one out as well if you missed it. We will be back in a couple of days with my old friend, former pro wrestler and professional bodybuilder Chuck Feely. And April 24th, my friend filmmaker John Borowski, who is known for his documentaries H.H. Holmes, America's First Serial Killer, and the TV show and movies Serial Killer Culture TV and the Serial Killer Culture documentary. All right, everyone. We will be back on the 22nd. Thanks, as always, for listening. Have a great night.